Let's say you're a bank and you're looking to invest a few $100 million, and there are some asset-backed securities on the market. Those are investments that represent bundles of obligations. For example, lots of mortgages. Homeowners are making payments on those every month, and the loans are secured by the properties that are mortgaged. So, how do you know how many of those mortgages are being paid by solvent borrowers on properties that are good value? And how many are super jumbo adjustable rate mortgages that are about to adjust themselves right out of the borrower's ability to pay? Well, the answer is you probably trust a credit rating agency. If Moody's or Standard & Poor's or Fitch says that the asset-backed security is good, then it's probably good enough for you. Well, the crisis in subprime mortgages has focused attention on those agencies. Bethany McLean has written about this for Fortune and joins us on the phone. Bethany McLean, what role do those rating agencies play in the current crisis over subprime mortgages?
The rating agencies have been intrinsic to this entire process. Without the rating agencies, the whole subprime securities as we know them wouldn't exist, because the rating agencies have been the ones that made it possible for that bank that you mentioned to assume that it was buying a very safe security. And if the rating agencies hadn't said it was safe, then perhaps that bank you mentioned would have done its homework instead of taking somebody else's word for it.
So typically, even if an asset-backed security is backed by some pretty insecure assets, Moody's or Standard & Poor's would say that's investment grade. You can go ahead and buy that.
You can call this Wall Street alchemy. It's the process by which very risky securities, such as a subprime mortgage, have been turned into securities that are supposedly AAA, as safe as it gets. And it's a process which Wall Street likes to call financial engineering, by which they've taken the cash flows associated with mortgages, carved them up in different ways, and supposedly creating something very safe out of something that wasn't safe at all to begin with. And it's the rating agencies that have blessed this structure. And so the rating agencies are at the very heart of this process.
And if I understand it, when you say the alchemy on Wall Street, the securities that are issued represent a mix of different kinds of mortgages, and some that would be pretty low interest rate and prime, and some that would be subprime?
That's exactly how it works. And it's the rating agency that puts the stamp of approval on these different tranches of the securities, as they're known, and says, yes, this is suitable for a bank, this is suitable for an investor who craves risk.
Now, let's go back to my hypothetical, and I'm the bank, and I'm looking at the rating, the AAA rating, that a rating agency has given one of these securities. Who paid the rating agency to do that?
And there is another great question. It is normally the bank that has paid the rating agency. And the way this process worked is that banks would take one of these structures that they wanted to create, and they'd go out to the rating agencies and find out which rating agency would offer them the ratings that they most wanted. And that firm would get the business. And they would tell you that that had no bearing on their analytical process, but you can clearly see where their incentives were.
So the person who wants the good rating, the person who's created this asset-backed security, gets to effectively negotiate with the different rating agencies and make it that much easier to get a AAA.
Mm-hmm. And the rating agency that gives the bank the rating that it wants is the one that gets paid.
Now, in the past, your name should be familiar to folks who follow such things, because your reporting about Enron was absolutely decisive in leading us to understand what was going on there. In that case, there were people who were touting a stock which they couldn't have understood, because no one understood what was going on. In this case, do people understand what was going on, or was it all alchemy that no one could figure out?
Some people understood what was going on, and there are plenty of people on Wall Street who made a great deal of money from selling this stuff to someone else. But a lot of the people who bought it didn't understand what they were buying, and they took someone else's word for it. And it's an old saying on Wall Street to beware of trust me stories. And this was a classic trust me story, in that the people who were selling this stuff, Wall Street firms, were saying, trust us, trust the rating agencies. You don't need to understand this. And now people are finding out that they did need to understand it for themselves.
Well, Bethany McLean of Fortune, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.